So if I can just ask you to introduce yourself.
I'm Carol Mackay, and I'm one of the programme managers for the NEPN, the North East Photography Network, based in Sunderland and working in Newcastle as well.
How was the NEPN established?
Well, this is our fourth year, and we are partly based at the University of Sunderland, so we're co-funded by the University and the Arts Council of England. We emerged out of a recognition that support for photographers after graduation from the many universities in the region, that support for photographers was very fragmented, and it was an attempt to kind of provide professional development opportunities, a context for critical discussion, and a kind of continual engagement through a network for photographers across the region.
Could you expand a little bit more on this idea of fragmentation?
Well, historically, I'm talking over the past 20, 30 years, there has been a lively photographic scene in the Northeast around Side Gallery, for instance, and we also had Zone Gallery for a time. The current situation is much more difficult in funding context, so the Side Gallery, for instance, is under threat. There are a number of universities in the region which produce new graduates every year. More and more we find that many would like to stay in the region, but there aren't enough funding opportunities, commissioning opportunities, potential to come together really to continue to discuss photography.
What effect do you think SIDE has had on the community, the sort of photography community in the Northeast looks like?
I think that the community for SIDE is very specific. I think that there is a bit of a tension, I suppose, between those traditions of the engaged social documentary practice and a wider kind of developments and aspirations for photography to sit inside a wider art field context, if you like. We are interested in, we say, critically engaged practice. And that is a kind of practice that is thinking through, photographically, through ideas, through issues, whether it's in an art world context or in a documentary tradition. We do work with SIDE, and we work closely with SIDE, but we're also aware of the trying to develop a programme that enables us to work with a kind of a wider purview, if you like, of photography field.
Can you talk more broadly about the North East in relation to the photography activity happening across the UK?
I mean, I think it's not an unusual or uncommon thing to say that there's a sense often in the region, in this region, but in other regions as well, of things often being quite London-centric. So it's important for us to think about the regional and the national and in an international context. We also want to think about links to other northern contexts as well, so looking northwards towards Scotland and west towards to Northern Ireland, Belfast, as well as further afield to European partners. So I think that idea of the regional within a larger national, international, global context is really what we're trying to think a bit about.
Does it feel difficult getting people up to the North East?
Sometimes. It does. Yes, it does sometimes. Which is why we run a regular series of artists' talks, photographers' talks, where we invite photographers from outside the region to come and talk about their practice in the region. We run a symposium, a day-long kind of exploration of ideas around photography. So I think we have to be proactive about it, really, in terms of thinking about that relationship between the region and those wider communities.
The Baltic becomes a bit of an elephant in the room in these conversations. Do you try and make links with them?
Yeah, we do, and we have done in the past. So sometimes it's difficult not to crack, actually. But it's important that we do that. I suppose there is a perception within the photographic community in the area that the photography is only a small part of its interests, which is probably fair enough. Sometimes a difficult one.
What have been some of your favourite projects to work on?
the talks program is always the best, because for me it's best, because I like nothing better than sitting down and hearing practitioners talk about their work in really interesting contexts. But above all, it's got to be the commissioning projects, the work that we've done, the smaller commissions to enabling photographers in the region to develop and to engage projects that they're really passionate about.
As an academic, what do you get out of your work with the NEPN?
I get a question of what academic research and photography is, for a start. As an academic, I'm not a practitioner, I'm a theorist, and it gives me a really different and really important engagement with the practice, and with a kind of way of understanding the practices. It really does change how I think about it. So it's been really important for that.